Pastor Buddy, welcome in here tonight to the Shepherd's Call. We're glad to have you aboard. We're going to get in some good scriptures. This is part five, final installment of the five-part series on Skull and Bones. So we hope that you'll call a friend. Tell them that the Shepherd's Call is on the hour. And this is the fourth day of the fourth month of the fourth year of 2000. So it's 444. And that's for sure, and we're going to give you some master number conclusions as we wrap up the series. So call a friend, tell them that Pastor Buddy is on the air. We'll be glad to have those that you know to join us in this experience. We're going to get right into the Word. The Word is forever settled, and the Bible says basically that you can add nothing to it, and it's for certain that you can take nothing away. So, let me show you the purpose and the intention that the Heavenly Father has given us for direction. Now, the Bible says to be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. Now, I'm going to repeat that. Be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove. It says also that the children of darkness are wiser than the children of light. Now, why would that be? Well, it's because that basically the children of light have been conditioned through tradition. Now, let me repeat that. Conditioned through tradition. Full well, the scripture says, Christ doing the speaking here, full well, you reject my commandments and my sayings and my teachings to keep your own tradition. And the Bible says the time will come that they will not positively will not endure sound doctrine. That day's here. Now, the Bible says that except there come a falling in the way, the end won't come. Well, ladies and gentlemen, with all the signs, the indicators, the conditions, the moral state of the people of Jacob Israel, you can see that all the signs are indicating that we're in the last days. Now, the Bible says in the last days, some shall depart from the faith. That is the indicator that they are keeping their tradition rather than keeping the faith. Now, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word. How can you hear without a preacher? And how can he preach except he be sent? So, the ministers of righteousness are looked on in the world as ministers of evil and falsehood. They're not respected, they're despised, they're cast out, they're forsaken. But doesn't that remind you of how they treated the prophets before us? That every one of them was rejected, including Christ, who was killed. Many of the other prophets suffered the same fate. And be assured that all the blood, they want blood, they're in blood cults. We're talking tonight about the skull and bones. And so then, what we get here is an indication of positive versus negative. Now, the spirit man, positive, is willing, but the negative man, flesh, is weak. And there, we have a conflict, a warfare, and the Bible says our warfare is not carnal. And the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. And so then, ladies and gentlemen, this skull and bones, which is a armed wing. Now, when I say armed, I'm talking about arms of spiritual power. You see, strength is in the arms of that foundation that supports it. And the foundation that supports the skull and bones is the undergirding of the Masonic order. And so then we have a group of good old boys with evil, devious intentions, as it turns out to be. That the proof is that although we have a lot of good folks in these secret orders, the Masonics in particular, which is the umbrella of all the little groups within, like the Knight Templars, we could go on and on and on, and even have a female wing, and I've talked about that, the Eastern Star, the Istars, and we're in the Easter season. This is April the 4th, the year 2004, Sunday night. We're live here and direct on WWCR around the world, by the way. The voice of the Shepherd's Call going out tonight. So let me assure you, at the conclusion of tonight's message, we're going to give you an address where you can call us and write us and communicate with us if you would like more information concerning these things that we have expressed. In the last 5 weeks, we've been on this series 5 weeks. We've continued 5 weeks in a row to bring you the skull and bones. Now, what I would like to do is give you a valuable set of scriptures to coincide with this invent that we've got here in the final phase, the fifth tape of the skull and bones. And remember, the master numbers of 11, 22, and 33. Now, 11 ribs surround the heart that weighs 11 ounces. 11 is the first sacred number. The birthright son had the number 11 in his birthright order. That was Joseph. And from this sprang what is known as the secret order of the Masonic, the group of the square and the compass, the builders of a better plan. And the only problem is they leave the eternal God Yahweh and bring in other gods to at least compete with him, if not oppose him. Because I do believe that their God, their universal God of light, is Satan. At the top echelon, above the 33rd degree, where the Illuminati dwell, we have the place of the hidden ones, the children of darkness. Let's get into the Bible. Here we go with Isaiah chapter 7, verse 19. Now, I want to stress tonight that the final verdict on skull and bones is that they will go into the holes and the dens and hide beneath the rocks under the earth. And so I want to give you the scriptures. Now, it is interesting that there's 11 scriptures in the Bible on the word holes, H-O-L-E-S. So, Isaiah 7:19, and they shall come and shall rest, all of them, in the desolate valleys and in the holes of the rocks and upon all thorns and upon all bushes. Now, if you look around at the secret bases that are suspect to house, hold, or to incorporate what I consider the reptilian races that are now congregating here beneath the earth for the final invasion of the earth to actually cause all the kings of the earth to gather together for the great battle that is coming to a neighborhood near you. Now, we're going to look at that scripture again. And they shall come and rest in the desolate valleys, in the holes of the rocks. In the holes of the rocks. Ladies and gentlemen, I do believe that we are engaged, our government, our secret shadow government, is engaged in around-the-clock, secret, boring activities into the earth. They're boring into the earth. They're tunneling into the earth or beneath the earth. And these large caverns where that they are boring into the earth, the tunnels that they're building, extensive network of tunnels beneath the earth to house and hold and to hide and to shield, all of these that are beneath for devious purposes, unknown to the surface dwellers that are upon the earth, beneath our feet right now at this moment. Now, in particular places where they have entrances, these are hidden by places called secret bases where we do our experimentations, our experimental aircraft, secret weapons, and things that would be considered top secret or high security items that you would not have privilege to know about. And ladies and gentlemen, therein lies the problem. We don't have a watchdog committee to watch any of these, or oversight committee to be engaged or to have knowledge of what this shadow government is now doing at our expense, the taxpayers, to provide them a place to hide beneath the earth. Now, we're going to give you a scripture here. Now, listen to this. They shall come and rest in the desolate valleys. You see, the bases like in New Mexico, for instance, out on the desolate desert is where that they have these bases set up, very desolate places, off the beaten path, where the majority of people, the curiosity seekers, would not go on an average daily basis. And so they build them in the desolate valleys, and there they are tunneling into the earth. You say, oh, Pastor Buddy, you're beside yourself with these allegations. Ladies and gentlemen, they could be more than allegations. They could be facts. And I believe that there is enough evidence by so many, not only eyewitnesses, but the Bible. That's my final judge. The final verdict rests with the Bible. And these things were written thousands of years before the fact. But they tell us that they will go into the rocks and the mountains, and they will tunnel into the earth, and they will hide in secret chambers. Now, let's go to Isaiah 42:22. But this is a people, now we're talking about the people that are hiding beneath the earth. They are a people that has robbed. They've taken all of the spoils, and they have hidden all of these things that we talk about here. And we know that all this is for a purpose. Now, hold on a minute, ladies and gentlemen. Now let me give you a very strange scripture. But this is prophetic in the setting of the time that it was written in, that a day would come that they would be ministers that would mention people in the holes in the rocks and in the mountains hidden, and that they would be thinking that they were doing God a service by working for some shadow government or some secret organization, and it's compartmentized to the point that the right hand doesn't know what the left hand does. And in this, they have the overall plan, but you only have a part of the plan. And so when they take a compartmentalized group of men and women and others, and they use these to do a certain part, they look at the whole picture and you only look at the part. You only know a part, they know the whole. And so then, you do not have access to any information other than what you're doing in a particular compartment that is isolated from other compartments, and you're separated. You're not allowed to communicate. There's no communication. The supervisors have strict orders not to communicate with another department except through the channels that is enlisted for their instructions. Now, listen to scripture. Behold, I will send for many fishers, saith Yahweh, and they shall fish them, and after I will send for many hunters, and they shall hunt for them out of every mountain and from every hill and out of the holes of the rocks. Isn't that a strange statement? That in the last days, that there will be a special type of minister called a fisher or a hunter to fish out of the rocks? and to encourage people. You see, there's a lot of people right now listening to my voice that work in these projects of compartments, not knowing the whole picture, but having a part. And that's the people that we're addressing tonight and asking you, if you're part of this project, to come out of her, my people. Otherwise, you will perish with them that are hid in the earth. Because the Father has the final say, and the last laugh will be at the expense of those that think that they're going to get away with this plan that they've hatched up in the 23rd chapter of their imagination of the Illuminati, the enlightened ones, while you go to Sunday school and sing, O little star of Bethlehem. Micah 7:17. This is a good one. Write these scriptures down. You'll need them. They shall lick the dust like a serpent. Ladies and gentlemen, has the Father, through some type of response, after they get through digging their tunnels and connecting them with high-speed trains, or other ways to maneuver beneath the earth. You see, ladies and gentlemen, they could actually move a secret army unaware into this country and have them to come up out of the holes of the rocks through the tunnel system that is bored beneath the United States, elaborate tunnel system that they have far beneath the normal digging, by the way, so that you would not know this. It's very expensive to drill. Only oil drillers drill extensively deep into the earth and government projects. But the oil have to have seismic maps of where to drill. And they have to have permission to sink their bits from, guess who? The same secret shadow government that gives the final okay. And so then they are well hidden. They're not going to be found. They have figured all of the angles to hide the very fact that they are in cahoots with and are planning for the destruction of a lot of people to bring in massive, catastrophic situations to promote chaos. And out of chaos comes martial law, and out of martial law comes final ruling authority of the New World Order, which is coming soon to a town, a residence, a rural section. Don't think that you can run to the country and escape. They know where you are. Don't think you can store enough food. It won't do you any good when they haul you away where there isn't any food. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are in for the greatest time of trouble such as the world has ever seen. Now, why should we be concerned? You say, Pastor Buddy, you are just trying to alarm this us in this message that we might be alarmed. But listen to what the scripture says in those days, that they shall deliver you up to prisons, and they shall persecute you, and they will cast you into prisons. Did you know that the government has these concentration camps already built with the high razor wire, electrified confinement camps? Not for the criminals, but for its own citizens that will rise up in that day and take issue and do exploits according to Daniel chapter 12. Ladies and gentlemen, we are just a hair breadth away from those days coming upon the earth, and it will be fearful in those days. In those days, brother will betray brother. You see, the New World Order, the Illuminati, is going to have so much power and so much control that the people will fear them greatly. But if you have the right stuff And the Father's looking for a few good men and women that will stand up to be counted in that day. So we're looking forward to you to rise up and to help us spread the word that the time of trouble is coming soon and that we should prepare to meet our Creator. Now, you know what the Bible says in the book of Revelations, and I just quoted some of the scriptures that have what they have in store for us in a way that we will be delivered into prisons. We shall be brought before magistrates. We'll be drugged into the courts and tried in military-style tribunas with these judges who have no love for the house of Israel. You will have no sympathy from them. Forget it. You cannot get you a lawyer. You will have none. You will be tried without one. You will be judged guilty without one. And you'll have nobody to go with you because they have the laws enacted now with the teeth in them that they can actually make you disappear to where you'll never be heard from again. And nobody can do anything about it. The Noahide laws are already in place, ladies and gentlemen. And nobody can do anything about it. You are going to be a persecuted people full of trouble. Now, again, let me give you the scripture in the 11th chapter of the book of Revelations. I'm going to come back. The Father says he's coming back, ladies and gentlemen, to put an end to the fourth Babylonian kingdom of the New World Order. You see, we're in the fourth one. You see, they've had a lot of practice, the Illuminati have, the secret order. The 11, 22, and 33 degrees, they have planned their attack well to destroy God's holy people. But it ain't going to happen. Because the Father will intervene to save at the very appropriate time when there's only a few left. There was only 8 in the days of Noah. And if he gets 16, he gets twice as many as he gets in the first one as he gets in the second one. And you can believe one thing. He is coming back after a people that's kept the faith and hadn't denied his name. So get ready to rumble. And we're not talking about the WWF. We're talking about the WWW. The woe boys, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, for Satan has come down among you, knowing that he has but a short time to work. It is a time of trouble. It is a time of Jacob's trouble, not a time of other people's trouble. Jacob exclusively, the house of Israel, the white Caucasian race, will be singled out. You see, they're already been miscegenated in and destroyed and inbreeding by the outbreeders. In other words, the in-laws are outbreeding the outlaws are outbreeding the in-laws, if you know what I mean, if you catch my drift. We're in a terrible war of genetics. The Bible says, except he shorten these days, they won't be any flesh seed. But he says when he comes back, they'll be eating and drinking and being married. A large group of people will. So he's talking about an ethnic race in the earth that will almost face extinction by the plan of the New World Order. My Heavenly Father, grace you and give you strength. My Heavenly Father, anoint you to give you perception. My Heavenly Father, give you patience and courage. And above all, courage to stand in the time of trouble such as the world has never seen, when many will fall to try them. Do not be one of those that fall. Be one of those that stand. And the Bible says, when you've done all to stand. And the Bible says this, when you see these things come to pass, you know that the end is nigh and the time is at the door. Here we go. And the nations were angry. You see, Satan is coming down, knowing he has but a short time, to gather the nations, and ladies and gentlemen, they're under the earth right now, planning and plotting in their tunnel systems, in their real neat, if you was to have privilege, to go beneath the earth. I'm talking about miles beneath the earth. In these secret caves where they're congregating, They have these elaborate free energy devices that has been discovered since the 30s, electromagnetic machines that operate lighter than air. They have all these advantages now that they're using for themselves, not to reveal to the local people or the regular or the common people, but to use it against them to destroy them and leave upon the earth an elite, a chosen few, to rule and to be served with those slaves that they choose to remain. The remainder of those will be killed and hunted down and killed and imprisoned and killed and imprisoned and killed and imprisoned until the every one that they know of. And remember, the Bible says Yahweh will, in that day, he will hide some, the chosen ones, in his hand for a seed's sake, that we may remain and that we may inherit that kingdom that was prepared for us from the foundation of the world, when the Father comes back in flame and fire, taking vengeance on them that know not the Father and obey not his gospel, but would fight against and persecute those that love the truth and that will stand for it. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't want to trouble you. I don't want to bring a burden to your heart. I don't want to scare you. I want to inform you that you should be always ready, for you know not in what hour. Now, don't worry about the Son of Man coming. First, worry about Satan and his angels. They're coming, and they're going to enclose the final snare upon the earth, and they will rule the earth with a rod of iron. And anyone that will not obey them, anyone that fails to heed their warnings, will be shot on sight or killed or in prison or tortured or all of the above. And the nations were angry. And your wrath is come, Father, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants. Oh, what a happy day, if you'll stand the test of time and suffer. The Bible said, they that suffer with him shall also reign with him. The prophets and the saints, and they that fear thy name, small and great, and shouldest destroy them which destroy the earth. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they have a plan to destroy the earth. Why would Satan choose to destroy the earth? It's like their final hurrah. They're going to bring down the whole house. If they can't have the house, they'll bring it down. And they will seek to destroy the very planet that you stand on if they can't have it themselves. But ladies and gentlemen, there's going to be, listen to me, there's going to be a divine intervention by the mighty ones who are coming on the ships of Mount Zion, recorded in the 68th Psalm and the 21st, where it records that Yahweh's coming with over 200,000, it says 20,000 in the King James, but it's a misprint, over 200,000 of these magnificent chariots. Most people know them as UFOs, the giant cigar ships that travel outside of time. They can warp time. We don't have to go across the universe where it would take us literally hundreds and millions of years to cross from one side to the other. Ladies and gentlemen, the technology of both the good and the bad, and I've warned you, not only does the good guys have this technology, but also the bad guys, and those are the fallen ones, and those are the ones that were here in Genesis 6, doing the same thing by mixing and mingling in the blood genetics of the house of Adam, which they will pick up in the last days, and they're doing it right now, abductions, implants, all of these fearful things in the sky. And people around the earth, ladies and gentlemen, you say, well, I don't see anything happening in the sky. Ladies and gentlemen, there is millions of reports literally pouring in of people that are either engaging, being abducted, or seeing. These people that are coming, these are people of the fallen ones. They're hiding beneath the earth. Listen to the scripture. They shall lick the dust like a serpent. They shall move out of their holes like worms of the earth. They shall be afraid of the mighty eternal one, Yahweh. And they shall fear because of him. That is in the final episode, the final chapter, when they know that his coming is nigh. When everything in the heavens rolls back like a scroll. When the elements are on fire, melting with fervent heat. When he himself is coming back in the same fire that destroyed those that threw Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego into the fire. These are the same rules of scientific logic that will apply in the end time to save those that are worthy of being saved with fire and destroy those that are unworthy with the same fire. And ladies and gentlemen, coming to a local near you neighborhood, brought to you by the mighty ones of the eternal Yahweh, as he comes from heaven with the shout of an archangel, and they that are borrowed into the earth, they shall come out licking dust like a serpent. They shall move out of their holes like worms. When the Father shakes this planet, there will not be a safe zone in the whole earth. So don't be planning to run off and create you a little safe zone and that somehow the Holy Father will spare you. If you're not worthy of being spared, you will not be spared. Lot was worthy of being spared. Noah and his children were worthy of being spared. The rest were destroyed. And God has no respect of person, the Bible said. For whatsoever you sow, that shall you reap. Don't think that you're going to run down there and get into some organic farm and you're going to have food stored up in this earth and you're going to live happily while the rest of the world is on their way to hell in a handbasket. Remember, it rains on the just and the unjust. Oh, yes, it's good to have organic farming. Oh, yes, it's good to be prepared. Oh, yes, it's good to have food. But ladies and gentlemen, it's more than that. It's far better that you had none of those but have this. And that is a willing mind to obey him, a willing ear to open and hear his word, a faith that will be insurmountable by the enemy, that you cannot be broken, discouraged, and made to turn back in the day of trouble. That's the type of people that will be delivered. Oh, you say, well, that's the ones that died. I say them that. That's the ones that will be delivered. Fear not him that can destroy the body, but fear him that can destroy both the mind and the body. And that's the word of God that gives you the opportunity to preach now the gospel to every creature. And he that is going to believe your word will repent. And he change his way, change his thinking. Prepare, shall receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. And he that believeth not shall be damned. The Father knows them that are his, them that are worthy, them that are suffering. Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming into the time of trouble, such as the world has never seen. You can rest assured that the skull and bone organization that had plotted your demise. Remember, the Bible said, you shall reap what you sow. They have planned and dug a pit for you. and they themselves will become the victims of the very thing they've got planned for you will fall upon their own head. Oh, hallelujah, for a creator, a loving savior, somebody that cares more than you will ever know. They shall come out of their holes like worms. Have you ever went fishing for night crawlers, we call them down here in the South, and you shine the light, their heads will be up out of the ground. When you shake the ground, the worms come up, it frightens them, and they come out of their holes. That's exactly what is being displayed in Micah 7:17. They shall come out of their holes like worms, because they haven't figured into the equation that the Father will take the wise and the craftiness. He'll save the foolish. That's you and me. That's you and me that has no hope of gathering up large amounts of food, that has no hope of having a bomb shelter built on our behalf to protect our stinking flesh. Ladies and gentlemen, are we no better to die than those that's died before us? Would it not be better to die with honor and dignity, resisting the devil, than it would to be dying as a worm caught somewhere in a hole when the fire of the mighty one, the Ruach, comes through the earth to change the elements of the dimensions to where even they that think that they are safe are in terrible, terrible trouble. Notice this. Haggai says that they have put their wages in bags with holes. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that 3% of the world's population as of this day, the fourth day of the month of April, and the fourth day of 04, that 3% of the people on the earth own 97% of the wealth, and they put it into a bag, and the Father says it has holes in it, and He will shake the silver and the gold out of the holes where they have gone to hide their precious, valuable assets as they trust in material and have the ability to bore or tunnel into the earth to hide from the wrath of Almighty God. The wrath of Almighty God can go through the concrete bunkers and the fabricated steel cages and the high-speed tunnel rails where they can't outrun the Holy Ruach as it goes searching in the bowels of the earth. Mother Earth shall erupt them out of her, and He shall spill them out like worms. Oh, my heavens, praise Yahweh, for I feel the great Ruach, the mighty anointing of the mighty Eternal One, Yahweh, as He moves in my very bones, as Jeremiah said, it's like a fire shut in my bones. I feel that fire, that terrible fire of anger and wrath of the Almighty Eternal One, as He is getting ready to mount up on the wings of eagles and fly to planet Earth, as He did in Genesis 6, to behold the works of man. You know what He's going to catch them doing? Tunneling into the earth, making caves and dens to hide in. But Yahweh, our mighty one, will take them in their craftiness. Now hold on just a minute. Let me give you another scripture. Zechariah chapter 14, verse 12. It's a good one. Listen to me. And this is the plague wherewith Yahweh will smite the people that have fought against the house of Israel. Now, I'm not talking about that little sandbox over there. I'm talking about a genetic offspring of those that don't even know they're the house of Israel. We've been so dumbed down as dumb sheep that the Jews are God's chosen people, which is one of the greatest lies that's ever fallen from the lips of the false prophets when there's not one scripture to substantiate that? That it's the house of Israel, not a particular group of Jews that are God's chosen people. Get that out of your mind. It is the house of Israel that has the birthright advantage and the privileges and the gifts and the callings. And Yahweh will raise them up in the last days. There shall come, according to Romans chapter 1, verse 25 and 26, prophets to come out and to bring your understanding into the final dimension of height, that it may understand the things that are written in the Bible, and the mystery of the Mighty One shall be finished in the last days by prophets that are not afraid to speak and will not hold their peace, but speak as flames of fire that will mount up on the wings of an eagle, and that will reveal the uncircumcised truth to the uncircumcised ear, and that will change the truth that has been hidden into a revelation of the last days, that you may hear a voice behind you say, "This is the way, walk in." And if you hear the shepherd's call tonight, then you know that the time is nigh, even at the door, and prepare to meet your mighty eternal one, O house of Israel. Do not fear. Do not chew your fingernails, but look up and rejoice, for your redemption draweth nigh. Now, I know that most of the negativity of alternative talk radio tonight, you hear problem, problems, problems, but you never hear them give a solution, solution, solution. Why? They have no solution to the problems that they present. Oh, yes, they can negatively get you in a bad frame of mind. Oh, yes, they can say things that are not true. They can get close, but we're not pitching horseshoe here. You have to be right. You don't have to think you're right. The Bible said that there is a way that seems right, and that's the way they teach. Oh, yes, they harp on all these problems, the government, the taxation, all this and all of that. But do they give you a solution to the problem for your own deliverance in that day when the earth shall erupt in a dimensional flame of fire, and you will be tried as gold is tried in the fire? Those that have fought against, their flesh shall consume away while they stand up on their feet. Now, this is a dimensional fire. It's not a nuclear holocaust, although they could be nuclear ornaments used before this great day, and it's quite possible they've been used before, and it's possible they'll be used again on certain geographical parts of the earth. But listen to me. The plague that Yahweh will bring is a dimensional shift, that the vibration will increase so much that the flesh man that is not acclimated to the shift will be so terribly burned in the friction and the heat of the body, it is called internal combustion. And although it's rare, it is scientific facts that you can erupt from the very inside of your guts. Your little literal guts can actually erupt in flames, and you can burn down to an ash from inside out. And ladies and gentlemen, that's not to scare you. That is to prepare you for the great day. And let me tell you, you can gather your money. You can get your 401k and all of your promises that these heathen are giving you. You can spend all of your money to build you a bomb shelter. You can do all of those things. You can lay concrete and steel and mat it and pour more on top of that and go it and layer it to the 30th degree. But you will never be able to build anything that will survive the fire of the inner dimension that will melt the very eyes right out of your sockets as you stand on your feet. And the day that he happens the shift of the photon bell, and we enter into a degree element where only those who have the fire insurance of the Ruach to stand before him. You better prepare to meet your God, O Israel. He's coming back, as I said, in dimensional flame and fire. Don't worry about a heat of natural fire. It will be a dimensional friction of change and shifts. It's going to shift the consciousness. It's going to shift so fast that if you have not been moved by the unction of the Holy One, if you haven't received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, if you haven't been born from above and called with a holy calling and sanctified from the foundation of the world with your name on the Lamb's book, you're going to have gate problems. And in that day, the Bible said they will pray. Listen to me very carefully, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to happen just as sure as it's the fourth day of April of 2004. They're going to pray for the rocks and the mountains to fall upon them. And that is in Isaiah. Listen to me. This is the final scripture as we close out this series of Skull and Bones. Now remember, there is 11 ribs. There are supposed to be 12. One of them is called a floating rib, the top rib, that which connects us back to the skeletal vertebrae of the 33rd vertebrae of our body, the reptilian skeletal system that we had to take on ourselves and come down here and live in prisons, literally, the spirit man, the dimensional man, the interdimensional man, encased, entombed, walking sepulchers, as the Bible says, until the time comes that there will be a resurrectional of dimensional shift upward. Remember, man is spiraling downward. He's only thinking evil, negative, resentment, pride, anger, greed, looting, moral decay. All that has been a forerunner of the last days. But remember, at the same time, the Father is bringing a shift of dimensional where the righteous shall raise up, and there will be a great gulf between the righteous and the evil, as it is recorded in the parable that Christ spoke of the difference between where Lazarus was at, which symbolizes the house of Israel, the resurrected man. That's what Lazarus was, a resurrected man. And the rich man, which represents those who seek the carnal expression and desires of this earth, who seek after and mind only earthly things, these are the ones that will have friction or heat to the point where the internal combustion, they will burn up. Literally, their eyes will melt in the sockets of their brain, where it has a connecting of 22 bones, the skull, the 11 ribs, the skull, and the vertebrae of the 33rd degree, and that's where your 11, 22, and 33rd degree of the crossed hands of the skull and bones, the cross bones, if you will. Cross. Poison symbolizes poison. Touch not, taste not, and handle not. This is false doctrine that they're exhibiting, and they have the power, they have the rule, they have the money, they have the wealth, and they will cast you into prison. They will persecute you from city to city. They will deny you the privileges that the rich and the powerful have. You see, if you're good looking, they'll make you a star and have people to worship you. They love that. They themselves are ugly as homemade soap. They don't mind you worshiping the rich and the famous, and they make them reward for being good looking. That could be the greatest curse upon the earth, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you something. The best-looking people upon the earth are the people that have looked into the inner dimension, that's prepared themselves in their thought process. If they prayed, if they fasted, if they have read the Bible, if they understand, if they know the rest of the story, rather than sitting on some church pew, locked up in a bell box with a fancy Dan up preaching, saying enticing words of men's wisdom, tickling the ear with these great little jokes and anecdotes that they spill out, sprinkled with a few timely scriptures to deceive the very elect, if it were possible. But I expect more out of you, saith Yahweh. I expect you to endure. I expect you to run the race. I expect you never to turn back. I expect you to look up, not down. I expect you to look in, not out. I expect you to go without murmuring, without complaining, and to endure, and to be a soldier, and put on the whole armor, which that will make you able to withstand the fiery darts of the temptations of Satan as he desires to sift you like wheat as you go through the dimensional change. And ladies and gentlemen, time is speeding up. We are in a time of trouble. We're in wars. We'll be in those until the day comes. We'll be in rumors of wars. You see, the elite rule through chaos. Heavy taxation, heavy burdens. Depressed state. All the news is bad. Nothing good. But we are fatalistic because we tend to want to hear these things, and we're able to, we want to self-destruct. We want to internally combust into flames. We have a fear of that happening. Remember, as a man thinketh, so he is. And so then we must possess the interdimensional kingdom and take it to the height and raise the standard, the flag of victory, higher than it's ever been raised before. We must travel to new levels of contemplation and meditation to bring the dimensional shift into our consciousness. We must pray. We must use the solid scriptural disciplines rather than using our pocketbook to gain status and notoriety and favor of man. The Bible thanked through their much giving that they would sit in seats of prominence. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the wise man that delivers the city. Nevertheless, his words are not heard and his wisdom is ignored. But if you have power of discernment, remember, you can judge a prophet by his words. If this is not true, if what Pastor Buddy is not bringing you tonight, if this is not true, then you sit on your bell box and you sit and listen to your preacher that is deader than last year's virgin, telling the same old dry jokes and spinning out the same old scriptures that the Jews are God's chosen people, and you're nothing but a Gentile, and you must wait until they return back to God before anything can happen, and that God is going to bless that little sandbox over there where he delivered Israel never to return, according to 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Never to return. And these bellbox preachers are lying through their teeth when they say that you should wait until the Jews return to the Holy Land and that God's coming there to sit in his temple. That's hogwash. You see, you are the temple. You are that inner dimension where Christ in you, the hope of glory. There'll come a day when they'll say, lo, Christ is here. Remember, it'll be in the desert that they say that. Go over there and look at that place. If it wasn't for the tax dollar of the average American citizen, that place over there that they call the land of milk and honey would be nothing but a desolate desert, as the Father left it and said never to return. And ladies and gentlemen, we have got people that's preaching the lie, and the people of Yahweh are blinded. Dumb sheep led away with the error of the wicked needs to repent, needs to pray, needs to fast, needs to come back to the old path and see and ask for it and walk in and obtain rest for the soul. Is there a solution, Pastor Buddy? Yes, there is. What is the solution? Get ready. Get ready for what? Get ready for the dimensional shift. Get ready for your thoughts to ascend higher than they've ever ascended before. Get ready for your mind to be captured and taken to heights that it's never been to before. Get ready for your mind to incorporate more knowledge in the scriptures than it's ever incorporated before. How does that come? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. And how can you hear without a preacher? And how can he preach except if he's sent? It's that simple. Ladies and gentlemen, my time is almost come and gone. I've been fully persuaded tonight that the Father has visited some of you with the Holy Ruach, and he has spoken to your heart and told you that there is a dimensional shift coming that will raise the conscious level of our understanding to a point where that we can fly above the filth and the darkness and the despair of this earth as the people of the earth perish in the gainsaying of Kor as they go into the rocks and the mountains. Now listen to this. Revelations 6:15 and Isaiah 2:20. I'll close it out. Isaiah 2:20. I'll start. In that day, a man shall cast his idols of silver and his idols of gold, which they have made, each one for himself to worship, to the moles. You know where moles are? They're borrowed into the earth. And listen to this, the bats. You know where they're at? They're hanging out in caves. They shall cast their silver and gold to the moles and the bats. When it's over, it's over. When a trusted and material thing, vain is the help of man. But blessed are they that wait on Yahweh. They shall renew their strength and shall mount up on the wings of eagles. That means that your conscious dimensional shift of your spirit mind will be caught up together with him in heavenly places, and you will be given a language of understanding that no man can receive except he to whom it is given. That is the power of the Father. Now, closing out here, Revelation 6:15. Go with me there. Turn in your Bibles and stay with me, class. My, I appreciate you. Our class is growing across the United States and in foreign countries, and we're so thankful for that. We only have a voice of one time a week. 1 hour is all we can afford. We need your help. If you can help us, after I give you this final scripture, then I want you to call me. Revelation 6:15. And the kings of the earth, that is the government authorities, kings of the earth, and the great men, that's your educational geniuses that we call them, and the rich men, oh my, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the Mellons, the Bushes, maybe the Clintons, or I could go on, the Harrimans, and the Kissingers, and just two numbers to mention. And the chief captains, that's your mighty decorated military men that trust in swords and staves and do not ever desire the Ruach, the Holy Spirit, until they get in a battle and they take their hats off and they look up. They don't look up to get deliverance for their own soul in a battle. And the Bible says that it's not a flesh and blood warfare. It is a warfare of spiritual wickedness. And mighty man and every bondman and every free man hid themselves. Listen to this now. Isn't this interesting? Isn't this amazing that the prophetic scripture written thousands of years ago is now telling us that these men will hide themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains? Praise Yahweh. Now, for that purpose, we'll give you this. My address, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box, 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Call me at area code 423-626-2172. And ladies and gentlemen, it's been a pleasure to be with you tonight. May the mighty one of Israel bless you. If you'd like to call our sponsor tonight, Dr. Gary and Dr. Jack, listen to me. Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439. Dr. Jack, 1-888-281-7320. Help us to get the truth of the Shepherd's Compass.